But that takes a back seat. And even Rob getting hit on at Circuit City takes a back seat.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. And the Cheryl, the Big Dyke, Gay Pride tapes.
Back seat.
Take a back seat. Because cause Buzz is pissed.
Oh, that's right, because he went to his meeting last night.
Now, I went to a city council meeting.
He is on fire. First off, he broke rule number one.
Yes.
He called during Regis time.
Oh.
Called during Regis like, time.
Regis, I thought it was before Regis.
You mean that 15 minutes?
No, you kind of lapped over into, but that's okay. TiVo paused and caught it.
Okay. You know? Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's why God invented TiVo. So phone rings.
It is the guaranteed time to catch him, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Phone rings relatively early. It's but yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. Well, I really don't know your schedule outside of that. I mean, I know that by, because we, how many times have we conversed during that 9 to 9:15? Probably more than any other during the year, right?
It's
I
the
mean,
best.
That's the time we chat.
Yep,
but it's got to be about Regis. If I was calling to say, hey, listen, I got an idea for the show, it'd be like, oh, no, no, not now. Yeah, not now, not a good
time. I thought
time.
This was about a quarter till Regis.
Yeah, but it went on for a while. But yeah. But it's okay. But here's why Buzz called.
Uh-huh.
Because he really was steaming mad, I ask you not, and what he did was just spew pure vitriol hatred.
Really?
Thank you for letting me do that.
Bad words, bad thoughts.
Yes.
So I'm assuming your little issue did not go well.
No. No, it didn't.
And I said to him really literally after sitting there and listening to this for 15 minutes, uh-huh. I said, save some of this for on the air. And he said, I'm just so mad. He was just calling people.
I was now,
sputtering
I knew
mad he was.
I knew that you knew that you were going through the right channels. I knew that you had you had obviously gotten yourself on the docket or the whatever they have there because you were leaving the show a little early to go to this meeting.
Right.
And, you know, nobody even knows. Does anybody even know his issue?
No, give us the backstory as much as you can.
I live behind a swimming pool, or it lives behind me, and I knew that when I moved in, and, you know.
Rob is applauding that.
God bless the children. They're our future Go Fairfax Frogs. I have no objection to a swimming pool. I really don't. You know how I love kids.
It's a community pool, right?
Yeah.
You could join it, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could. It's privately owned, but it's a community pool, I guess, otherwise.
My guess.
I have a question, Don.
Yeah, what?
Will I be disrupting his story if I play the counsel for the other side?
Yeah, don't. Let him
get it out?
Let him just roll with it, because at least this morning, he was really, like, wound up.
So you didn't get satisfaction. Go ahead. I want to interrupt you.
Kind of made an ass of himself at this big town hall meeting.
No.
Thinks he might be in the local newspaper for being quoted.
Really?
Yeah. Plus, for raising his voice.
I may have created a small disturbance.
Oh, go.
Just let him go.
Now I'm excited.
Yeah, well, so, you know, I love kids, and I love the sound of splashing in the pool, but they've got these loudspeakers.
That's a lie, you don't, but that's okay.
Now there you go interrupting him, right? He hasn't even gotten started yet.
I'm sorry, Mike.
They've got loudspeakers. They have swim meets there occasionally, and they get bigger and louder every year, and the loudspeakers get louder, and you have the whistles and the gunfire from the starter's pistols, and it's not easy, and there's a bit of a buffer, a small wooded area between me and the pool.
These happen early in the morning?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes as early as 7 a.m., bang. Mm-hmm. So I got to have the buffer. I got to have the tree. And the guy's been back there chopping away at trees and stuff. And now he went to the city council to ask to expand. They're going to build some kind of huge amphitheater or something there where an innocent swimming pool.
Now, what is he going to build there? What's he going to really build there?
Well, they've reparceled some land. They're going to build some houses. That'll raise some money. And then that way they can move in the chainsaws, the bulldozers, and the jackhammers.
Just let him roll.
And build a new pool with a bigger stadium and more lights and bigger speakers and make matters just generally worse.
Right.
I argued to keep the buffer, maybe make it better. I got some kind of vague promise that they might do that, and that was the end of the public part of the meeting.
That's right.
But also where perhaps the trouble began.
Okay. So you want just a little like trees in between you and the pool, so it can like keep the sound out, especially when they're having a swim meet at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Okay. So you actually go to the town council.
I did. I spoke.
You stand up wearing your tight Simon Cowell shirt.
Right.
And you're talking in your Buzz Burbank voice, which is your regular voice.
I hoped it would scare them, but it didn't.
Did you give any thought at all to wearing the uniform for being before a city council?
Which uniform is that?
A business, like a lawyer's outfit.
Yeah.
A business suit.
I did, but I didn't want to put on airs.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
The other people speaking at the council were dressed casually also.
Oh, really?
So it was appropriate.
The people speaking.
Right.
But not the council.
Right. So, no, the council members.
In a nutshell, the neighborhood that you live in
right.
has a pool that kind of backs up to where your house is, and it pisses you off.
I've been by it. I've seen the pool he's talking about.
It pisses you off that they're cutting down trees uh-huh. and that they have swim meets at all hours of the morning, and your concern is that they are going to develop the area even
bigger and louder and brighter. Yeah.
And, okay, so...
And so I'm trying to prevent that. I'm trying okay. to... I was there to urge the city council to just stop expansion altogether, to not allow anything, and at the very least, put up more buffer. And like I said, I got some kind of token promise that they would look into that.
And your idea of the ideal pool would be a pool like they have at, say, Mandalay Bay.
That's right. Right? That's right.
on the top floor of a 50-story high-rise.
Quiet, you know, drinks served.
Topless.
Quiet people, topless, bathing
exactly.
by the pool.
No children yeah, allowed.
Exactly. And what would be wrong with that?
But anyway.
Nothing.
Where does it get heated?
So after the meeting, after my part of the meeting anyway, the public hearing portion, I exit into the hallway, the council chamber doors are open, and the city council meeting continues inside. I'm out in this marbly, echoey hallway, and the pool guy comes out, and suddenly, after 8 years of living there now, tonight, after my resounding defeat, he wants to be my friend. I didn't take it well.
Well,
I didn't respond well.
Now
he may have been offering an olive branch.
You were defeated?
And I snapped
it off. I thought you weren't defeated.
No, he stood up and... See, he's not telling it correctly, at least the way he told it to me.
He's not telling it right.
He stood up yes. and spoke and pleaded his case.
Yes.
Like in this... people's court in the
yeah,
town.
Well, you're pleading your case. You're opposed to the development.
And after I spoke, I like my favorite expression, the cannibals listened carefully to everything the missionary had to say, and then they ate him.
After I spoke, the council
voted to allow the unlimited, unbridled expansion of the swimming pool.
So you got screwed.
Yeah,
how many
lost.
People were speaking against it?
Me and my neighbors, my immediate next door neighbors, and that was maybe one other lady who lives across the street from the pool.
Don, that would be what we refer to as a NIMBY argument.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. Not in my backyard.
What's
exactly.
NIMBY mean?
Just what he said. Not in my backyard.
NIMBY.
Oh. NIMBY. Not to be confused with NAMBLA.
Right. Or Gumby. And Mike just spit out his water.
Oh, God. Because you know why? Not because he said NAMBLA, because he didn't know what he was going to say when he said not to be confused
I know.
And then he thought of it just before yeah. he said it.
Good job.
Which Mike, I don't know.
That's what
North
made me laugh.
North American man, boy, love. I know. NAMBLA. Association. Wow. I know. I get the literature.
So you lost. See, I didn't know that.
And now we're out in the hallway, and now the pool guy, now he wants to be my friend, and I'm not having any part of it. I smiled, I shook his hand, and then I tried to turn and walk away, and he was trying to talk to me, and I didn't want to engage because I knew that if I did, it was going to get ugly, and it would be better if I just got the heck out of City Hall as fast as possible.
Yeah, because you were pissed, because you lost, and they're going to make trouble for you.
Exactly. Here come the chainsaws and the bulldozers and the jackhammers.
Wow.
So I was not feeling...
But that would have gotten you your free membership.
Well, I'm not so sure, and I think I've pretty much squirreled that now, because that's when I started yelling at the guy, "You're not a good neighbor. You have not been a good neighbor. You could learn a thing or two about public relations. Think about being a good neighbor. Think about public relations." As I went down the stairs and out the front door of City Hall, and this guy's like calling after me and trying to get me to talk to him. And right now, I don't want to be his friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many times?
That doesn't. I mean, that's not your personality to be that
usually.
Upset.
Usually,
when you were telling the story to me today, how many times did you raise your voice and say to him, "You're a bad neighbor"? Because when you said it to me, you must have said, it sounded like you said it to him 20 times.
Well, I didn't use any bad words in City Hall. I'm civilized enough, I think, that I can keep that
chuck
under
you
control.
Out if you do that, right?
But when I was talking to you, yeah, I believe many F words flew.
Oh, no. I'm not even talking about F words. I'm saying, how many times did you say to him, "You're a bad neighbor"?
Oh,
because
I'd say
that seemed to be
half a dozen times, at least.
Over
and over again, I kept saying, "You're a bad neighbor."
Do you get the impression that the majority of your neighbors have people that participate in this pool club?
It's mixed. Some do, some don't. Mostly,
that's a problem.
Mostly
right
those of us who back the pool are not members.
Right.
So why will you be in the newspaper? Did you take your shirt
during,
off or something?
That would be, isn't that the assisted living portion of the neighborhood?
Exactly. The home, as we call it.
That's where you have a lot of the visiting nurses that come in.
There was a lovely young newspaper reporter from the local small town newspaper there, of course, to cover the city
far be
meeting.
No matter what the cause for him not
lovely
to think about
and
stink.
Young.
Strikingly lovely,
was
actually.
She really?
She was. And she got some quotes from me and the spelling of my name.
She got some quotes from
and
you.
And that
what
was,
paper did she write for?
some tongue quotes from you.
And that was before I raised the ruckus in the hall, and they had to come outside and ask us to hold it down so they could continue the city council meeting.
Really? What yeah. paper does she write for?
I don't know, the Fairfax Flyer or whatever it is.
Details. You don't get those. Yeah. You were too busy looking at her, like the buttons of her blouse.
It comes every week. I don't know.
It comes every week.
So,
oh my!
I mean, you're kind of lowballing this now. From
well,
the way
see, now,
that
I've gone
you
through.
Well, that's
this
his personality. You know, that's his image. He doesn't want to be the fly off the handle.
No, here's
guy.
What it is: I have gone through stages of anger and denial, and now I'm kind of almost at the point of acceptance. I'm not giving up, but I think I'm at the point where I'm accepting. You know, what's going to happen is going to happen, and there's apparently nothing I can do about it.
Do you think whatever the buffer is, do you think that would really cut down on the noise from the pool if they had a decent buffer? Would it really make? Because you back up to it, and I've seen
right.
that pool, and
right.
that's and swim meets are nuts. I mean, nuts.
Yeah, cheering
it's
crowds.
It's louder than any other sporting
and
event.
And I don't mind the occasional exception, but really, you wouldn't believe the noise that comes from there.
Like,
I can imagine.
You try
to have
right.
dinner out on the screen porch or whatever, and you have speakers blaring at you.
I can imagine. Imagine.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. It's gotta be tough.
Crazy.
No wonder you
Rob's
hate,
giving
yeah.
the crazies.
Yeah, get off my lawn, Rob.
No wonder you hate kids so much. No wonder you hate kids. So
I mean, anybody who's ever heard a swim meet, I mean, they are. Is it just the swim meet, or is it all day?
The noise, the out of control noise, can really happen at almost any time.
Well, with the out
with
of control
the loud speakers,
noise.
You know the music.
Well, what can you do, really?
Yeah, I mean,
besides
nothing.
Besides what you did, I mean, what would you like them to do? Have a big bonfire and burn the thing down?
No, but I'd like them to be satisfied with what they have and where they are, or move to another location, but stop growing.
I got a house with a community pool,
right?
And there are two children and their father. And on our March vacation, when we're down there, when they are in that pool,
right.
This one family generates enough noise where it comes through the entire neighborhood, where you can hear the screaming. You get up. I mean, a pool is loud. A pool. It's tough to have a pool in the middle of a residential neighborhood.
And I think they forget there are houses around, and I think they're not aware of how much noise they generate. And I'm here to sort of make them aware
of
that.
But there's nothing you're going to be able to do about that.
No. We'll
see. We'll see.
He's resourceful.
There are other means.
Are you thinking of something dramatic?
There are a number of legal avenues and some gray areas that I'd like to look into.
What about on your property if you were to put up trees?
I could certainly do that. Of course, that would be at my expense, wouldn't it? And, you know, I could do that, but I shouldn't have to. Things were fine until they messed with me. Now I have to.
But hasn't the pool always caused noise in your house?
No, I mean, the pleasant sort of noise that I mentioned when I first moved in, and over the years, it's gradually gotten worse and more frequent, and something, now that they want to grow, it's just got to stop.
Well, you know, listen.
All I know is
I am
dying. One day they come out to that pool and the pool has been sucked dry.
Oh, no, he won't operate like that.
No.
Oh, my God, that's a crocodile in the pool.
No, he's got much more thought out, borderlining on pranks.
Oh dear! Now his cover is blown for that.
Not necessarily.
Now you're the chief. You realize you're the chief suspect now.
Certainly nothing. Well, I think I was probably as of last night, city council.
Well, then hold on. Just let me just pass along one pearl of wisdom.
Uh huh.
Okay. I hope I'm not speaking out of school. I think it's brilliant. Uh-huh. I believe your neighbor came up with the idea. Is it okay if I mention this?
Boy, I'd rather catch him off guard if it's what I think it is. Let's say this. If they're allowed to make certain kinds of noises at certain volumes, then I should be allowed to make those same kinds of noises at those same volumes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Buzz. I don't have to say anything else except to say that he's ready to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
You need some amps?
Maybe down the road. We'll see. Let me see.
Let me work with what I've
got and see how that works.
He's stocked right now with what he needs. I think it's rather brilliant. I really do.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Decibels. Nothing illegal, just enough to get me by.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But do you think
seriously your noise could during their times, that your noise could take care of their noise?
There certainly could be a canceling effect.
You know what?
To the detriment of other neighbors, of course.
but you even let me turn our microphones off because I have to tell Mike. I have to tell him what I think the cherry on the sundae is.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
You go ahead full time here.
Plead your case some more, like you're in front of the city council.
Here's what you've got to know about me. I didn't want this. I didn't ask for this. I'm living at my house, minding my own business. Maybe this has happened to you. Maybe this is going to happen to you. But one day you suddenly find yourself defending your property from encroaching evil. This was my chance to do that, and it didn't work out well. It didn't work out well at all, and I've been having trouble coping with it and dealing with it ever since it happened. So Don and Mike are now talking about some of the strategies
I love it.
That I hope to use within the law.
I want an invite.
Working within the law,
that's,
of course.
That's exactly what I said to him.
I want an invite.
I said to him,
come over.
Is that what I said to you?
Lawn chairs?
Same thing I said. I would come over and watch
we'd
that
sit
happen.
There, we'd sit there very quietly. That would be fun.
Serve lovely beverage.
Yes, I love that.
I'm sorry that we can't share that with everybody on the radio.
I appreciate it. It's all about strategy,
yeah,
as you know.
You know that you can't do that.
Right.
But boy, oh boy. When you're mad, can you be sneaky?
Right.
Yeah. Who is that good?
Well, that's, you know, you work with what you have to work with. So right. you try one thing that doesn't work, you try something else.
Right. Hold on there, Buzz. Mr. Smith goes to Washington.
That's right.
Mr. Smith gets his ass kicked.
Where's Jimmy
Stewart?
Well,
now he has to go the other way. Now it's time for the revolution.
That's Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Hello. Buzz.
Yes.
I think you're just getting old and crotchety. In the last month, you've had an argument with the guy not paying you. You called the homeless girl a bitch in the C word.
Right. Well, you know, that the homeless lady, that there really was no beef there.
Might call it getting old and crotchety, sir. Don and I call it coming into his own.
Simply expressing an opinion there.
That's right. After all these years, you and I are finally rubbing off on it.
And it's been more than a month since I didn't get paid.
Just Buzz being Buzz.
That's right.
Yeah, hello. The real Buzz.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz. It's a pool, not a monastery. You're supposed to have fun at a pool, you crotchety bastard.
Oh, wow. Oh, listen to these suburbans.
See, I understand that, punk. I knew that when I moved in.
Oh, dear.
Well, hey, did you ever go to the pool when you were a young little lad? Did you have fun, or did you just sit there and get sunburned?
That's a valid question. Did you have a?
I think I could probably guess.
Did you have a community pool where you grew up?
I didn't really have access to a pool as a kid.
See, we had a community pool.
I grew up.
I lived in an apartment complex that had a pool, and I lived at the pool every day. I love pools.
Oh, man, you know what? When I lived at the Willow Lake Apartments in Laurel, Maryland, mm-hmm. we used to have a stripper that that tanned herself at
Isn't
the pool.
That great?
And I would come home from doing my morning show, and I would sit out, and I would eat my lunch on my little crap falling apart balcony on my mm-hmm. one-bedroom apartment and watch her. And she had a green string bikini bottom, and that is all that she wore on the bottom. And mm-hmm. then she had... like this T-shirt she would fold up and put just across the top.
Right.
Oh. Like, you know, like roll it up.
I know what you mean.
And I would sit there, and it would be, during the summer, she'd be out there 3 days a week, and I'd have my tuna sandwich and just watch her. And the only time she
looked
up.
And then I sat and really worked it.
I would sit there, and I backed the chair up all the way so I had a good angle between the little railings on the deck, and I was right next to my super TV antenna. It was fantastic.
It was good, times.
Good times.
Good times.
Great times.
Sunnier days.
Yeah.
Hello.
It was.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Are you going to, I think I know what you're going to do.
Okay.
No fair guessing.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No,
but that's not. You're going to spoil it.
Really, no fair guessing.
Right.
I promise.
We shouldn't have a guessing game because if you know, you're going to, you know.
After he does it.
Yeah, you'll talk about it after you do it, right?
Yeah.
We'll make him tell you because it's too good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But please, no guessing.
Say somebody's going to start premature.
No, just goodbye now.
What an ass.
Just please slow down, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm thinking Sopranos. It sounds like an episode of The Sopranos, right?
How's it an episode of The Sopranos?
Well, there was one episode where Tony was trying to purchase a house, and the guy decided to back out of the deal, and it involved speakers and a boat sitting outside the guy's...
This guy's absolutely right. Remember when Tony had his Goombas sit outside that mm-hmm. guy, the guy that was having some type of swanky party, and they just were playing like loud Dean Martin music and getting drunk? Yeah.
It's when Tony wanted to buy the house called White Caps.
Thank you, Ed. No, you're right. Not even close, though, to what Buzz is planning.
No.
But thank you. Good call. Thanks.
All right.
That's good.
Bye. Do you know, seriously, something you might want to consider?
What was that?
You might have more clout if you actually paid the fee and joined the pool. They can't keep you. They can't exclude you from that, can they?
I don't think so.
They can't exclude you from joining the pool.
I don't think so.
You know, I mean, really, if you can't beat them, join them.
What would that solve, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just to me, you know, a chance for more mayhem down the road.
But what's he going to do?
You got a key to get in.
What's he going to go over there and, expose himself or something?
No. You just go over there and, you know, you read the bylaws and the rules and you use them to your favor.
Right.
Just sit there when you got to go to the bathroom.
Yes, exactly. You could sit there, you know, the whole time in the kiddie pool.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Reading the Bible.
Right.
The kids didn't
exactly.
do anything.
Wear something, you know, like wear a woman's bathing suit.
They may have rules.
A one piece.
And if you're covered
sensible.
Up, it's fine.
Yeah, right.
You know, sensible.
The only thing they'd have a problem with is if you weren't wearing a bathing suit. You know, if you're wearing cutoffs or something. If you're wearing a perfectly legitimate bikini.
Or a tube sign.
I think a one piece.
A tasteful one piece.
Yeah, maybe a one piece would be just as good.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, you guys should get that that gay frequency thing and point it at the pool.
Oh, you mean the gay bomb. We talked about
the thing that turns the soldiers gay?
Ah, congratulations, Buzz. Someone was actually listening to something that you said
wow,
yesterday.
Good test.
During the news.
Thank you.
It stopped the show, but somebody
yeah,
was listening.
It did.
Yesterday.
That was pleasant for a moment.
Do you actually get your news from Buzz?
Hey, you guys rock.
Yep, I
Hold
guess
on.
That answers the question.
I'm just trying to do a little audience research right now to find out if in some cases we might be the primary source for news for somebody,
or find the D frequency that makes everybody crap their pants.
He's locked on.
He's
that
not
idea.
A really good listener right now.
Yeah.
Besides Buzz, where else do you get your news from?
I don't.
See?
Yeah.
So Buzz Burbank, just to make it clear, Buzz Burbank is your source for news in Washington, D.C.
I listen to you guys only. You guys rock.
Let me just ask him again because he's not paying attention.
I don't think he's from D.C., though.
Where are you from?
Kansas.
All right, I'm going to phrase it a different way. So Buzz Burbank is your source for news in Kansas.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Good. Wow.
What do you do for a living, sir?
Good endorsement, Buzz.
This can't end well.
We're going to tape that. We're going to turn that into a promo.
I set up concerts.
You're a concert promoter? Or you set up, you're a roadie?
Roadie.
Mm-hmm.
How old are we, sir?
I'm 28.
Oh, that's pretty good for 28.
Now, listen, I think that this is a testament to Buzz.
You a roadie for a major band?
No, just local.
You have amps, though, right?
No.
How is the Wichita rock scene?
It's pretty lame. It's not big enough to get anything around here.
That was an unfair and a cruel question.
So let me see if you line up with just to give you a quick. Do you think Bush is presented in the news on this show fairly?
I don't think he should be in news at all.
That's an interesting answer.
Why should Bush not be in the news at all?
He's an idiot.
So I guess he would probably go along with our newsman.
You would agree.
There's more idiots out there to cover.
Yeah, I'm finding them, too.
More idiots out there to cover.
Out there to cover. And, for instance, when Katrina happened, the awful storm Katrina, which fortunately did not affect Kansas,
yes.
During that time,
thank God.
Was the only news coverage you had on that event through Buzz?
No. I didn't pay attention to it. I'm in Kansas. I don't care about a hurricane.
Yeah, surrounded by wheat.
So Don's question, you would answer in the affirmative that the only way you got information about Katrina was through Buzz.
Or, hold on, I can make it as recent as last week's headlines. Mm-hmm. When we killed the main a-hole.
Zarqawi.
Yeah. When we killed him good and put his face on display, did you find out about that through Buzz or through another news source?
You, just now.
It's the first he's hearing of it, Don.
Wow. Well, that's official. We can use him then. Your source for news in Kansas is Buzz Burbank.
You didn't know that we had killed the guy that had a $25 million bounty on his head?
The head of Al-Qaeda
That jerk-off that cut off that guy's head on TV, that cut off that American guy, Nick.
Along with a bunch of others.
Forget his last name. Yeah.
Nick Berg.
Guy's a freaking butcher. You didn't know that?
Didn't hear him.
No.
You didn't see maybe...
I mean, you did not realize that we had done that until just this moment?
Just now, yep.
What do you do? I mean, you listen to the radio. Do you watch television at all?
No, play video games a lot, though.
You play video... So you don't watch, like, regular television?
Nah.
Wow. But you do listen to this show?
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Thank you for that.
We're completely your source of like, reality.
For everything, yeah.
You're F.
Yep.
You're so.
I get my batteries ready, and
you
get my little radio.
And listen through a battery operated radio.
You're effed.
What do you do for a living besides roadiness? Do you do anything else?
Some lawn care.
Lawn care. Shocker. So you're a landscaper.
Shocker.
Wow. You never watch the news on TV?
Struggling.
Nope.
Never, by any chance, glance at a newspaper?
No.
What's the last book you read? Okay. That's, I'll take that
comedy.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Here we go. This is almost as good as talking to my brother. Can you tell us the teams that are playing in the NBA Finals?
I don't watch sports.
You don't watch sports at all?
Nope.
Can you tell us the name of the most popular movie that's out right now? It's made by the people that made Toy Story. It's by Pixar.
Cars.
All right, now.
Now that could be advertising. He could get that anywhere. He could get that on a lunchbox.
All over.
Yeah.
All right, who is Nick Lachey divorcing?
Nick Lachey, Jessica chick.
Hey, he got that from this show. That's not a question you wouldn't know the answer to. We talk about that.
Well, I set up Nick Lachey at a River Fest, and it was just hilarious.
Here's one he wouldn't get. Our president just paid a visit to a country. And,
not a chance,
and
Mike.
And he did so, and it was a surprise. What country was it?
Not a chance.
I don't know.
Well, make
Thank
a guess.
You.
Make
you
a
want
guess.
A guess?
Make a guess.
Iraq.
Very good.
Excellent.
See?
But he could have gotten that from here.
Yeah, that's true.
Buzz talked about
that. No, but he simply guessed. He just guessed. Who's Karl Rove?
Who's what?
Who is Karl Rove?
Sounds like a baseball player.
You're right.
No,
absolutely.
No, come on, no, guys, don't kid him. He was an original member of the Beach
don't
Boys.
Get him. Jeez. It's like, yeah. Put some
Carl.
Food in front of a dog, you say don't eat it?
He was original. He was an original.
That's right.
Founding member of the Beach Boys. Don't get me going on that. You know, they all got back together again today.
All three of them.
Yeah, but not to sing or anything, just to promote some schmucky album that they're putting out, the Beach Men.
And we'll have fun till her daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Take their wheelchair away.
Incidentally, what voice was that I just did?
Beach Boys.
Yes.
I don't know who sings it.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
It was the Beach Boys' voice.
Did you graduate high school?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, a bad experience for you?
Yeah.
What was your favorite subject in high school?
Lunch.
Lunch.
Now, see, Rob, you know, if you
now,
do that.
You know what? Now, Mike, that's something you do too, though.
Right, I know.
You're a helper too.
I know.
Okay, I withdraw the remark.
All right. Then I didn't, Don, that I shouldn't have yelled at, but I won't do that again.
What
sorry.
Was your second favorite course?
3 o'clock when we got out.
No stopping him now.
Do you have anything that you're interested in? You said you're not interested in sports or current events.
Hold on. Why was Dick Cheney in the news recently? Dick Cheney did something that was like wicked crazy recently. What did he do? It was, I mean, you really could not have missed it.
Well, I missed it.
The vice president
did a funny thing in a
no clue.
Weird way.
It involved hurting somebody else, hurting them badly.
Is he the one that shot the dude?
Yeah.
That's right.
You got it.
Well, you kind of let him into that one.
Yeah.
I was asking before your interests. You're not interested in sports or current events. What, besides video games, are you interested in anything else?
Cartoons.
Cartoons. Do you drink?
Yeah.
Do you drink?
No.
How many times a day do you work it?
How many what?
How many times a day do you sit and work it?
The video games?
No.
Oh, boy.
The human joystick.
The joystick.
How many times a day?
Probably every 2 days.
This is kind of backwards now. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, you have a girlfriend. Really? And how long have you been together with your girlfriend?
Probably about 3 years.
What does she do?
She works at a liquor store.
Oh, man, you don't drink.
If only you drank.
Yeah, I'd get a discount.
Are you a young guy?
Depends on who you ask.
I think he said he's 28.
28,
yeah.
Okay. So, right. I mean, being around
does,
rock and roll.
Does your phone have big buttons?
Yeah.
Wait, here we go. He's a roadie. Who's your favorite band?
I like Faith No More.
Faith No More.
Faith No More. Uh-huh. I like Faith Hill, too. She's great.
Do you like drugs?
It's a good question. Do you like drugs?
I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
Rob.
I bet he likes drugs.
He does. I think he just answered your question.
Do you have long hair?
Yeah.
How long is your hair?
Goatee, tattoos, piercings.
There you go. Now we're getting a clearer picture. Well, you do have interests. You have interests in tattoos and piercings and drugs.
A little bit.
Are you painfully
thin? And Buzz's news.
And Buzz's news.
Are you painfully thin?
Yeah, 135 pounds.
Are you really?
Wow. Yeah.
Good call.
Soaking wet.
How tall?
6'9".
5'8".
What's
5'8"?
What's your
Jesus?
What's your religion?
Wow.
What's your religion?
What's that?
What's your religion, friend?
My own religion, I guess.
How's your relationship with your mother and father?
Are they, my mother's like my best friend.
Okay. How about your dad?
What about Pa?
My dad, I haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah. Are they divorced?
Oh, yeah.
How old were you?
About two.
Mm-hmm.
You got any other kin?
Kinfolk.
No, only child.
What's the best thing about living in Kansas?
I can see the cops coming a mile away.
The land is very flat.
That's a great answer. Yeah, okay. That is a great answer.
A lot of trees.
What we should do is take this segment and get it right out to the sales department and just title this segment, do your advertising dollars reach the people you want to reach?
Mm-hmm.
This man is proof that Buzz Burbank is his only source for news, even with our incessant cackling.
He's part of the wall, though.
During his news presentation.
He's part of the wall.
The wall?
The wall of men.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's right.
This guy's definitely part of the wall of men.
The one with piercings.
Well, the good news for you is about 3 hours from now, Buzz will actually be giving you the day's events.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, too.
In a way you'll enjoy.
I like this guy's laugh.
Are you excited?
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to while we've got you on the radio?
I'm thrilled. No, I don't really.
How about a shout out to your dealer?
My dealer?
Yeah.
What's up, Danny?
Danny. That is the greatest answer about living in Kansas that we've ever received.
Yes.
You can see the cops coming a mile away. That is fantastic.
Good luck. Thank you for calling, and thank you for enjoying Buzz's news.
Yes, thank you.
And you be careful out there, tornado season.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Buzz, the most respected name in news.
Mm-hmm.
Fair and unbalanced.
This guy and his dealer listen to you.
That's great.
Danny.
Okay,
bye-bye now.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye now. Come on.
Hang up.
There he goes. And he's there. That's
bye!
Officially, he's gone.
We never asked you about that. Is that the deal? You can see the cops coming a mile away?
It's very flat. There aren't a lot of trees in southern Kansas where Wichita is. So, yeah, that's true. You can see them coming.
Well, they should build that pool there, then.
Yeah.
Because
there are no trees to cut down.
You're all as yours as trees.
Can you imagine that if they build a pool in Kansas? Could be a mile away and he'd still hear those kids.
Surrounded by sound-absorbing wheat.
Like they don't have any when you said that. Can you imagine if they built a pool in Kansas?
Instead if they built his pool in Kansas.
Oh,
yes,
I thought you were just speaking in general. Like there's no pools in Kansas
we're
at all.
There are pools in Kansas. There have to be.
Excuse me. No below-ground pools.
Oh, there might be a couple.
Oh, God.
And some trees.
Kansas. Baby.
Yeah. All right. Well, Buzz, try to keep it in your pants. You dominated the opening segment today. Congratulations.
I'm a hothead, and I've caused some kind of trouble.
You are.
Good luck. I like your game plan.
Thank you.
I like it a lot.
All right, Fonzie. We got him. Well, look at him with his tight T-shirt.
Don and Mike, go to break and go to traffic.